Democratic Senators Debbie Stabenow of Michigan and Bill Nelson of Florida are expected to meet today with some big Democratic donors. The subject: how to redo the presidential primaries in Michigan and Florida, and how to pay for them. The National Party barred delegations from the two states after they defied party rules and held their primaries early. Now the race for the nomination is so tight, Michigan and Florida delegates really matter. But making the do-over happen won't be easy, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The Democratic National Committee had been acting as if it would freeze Michigan and Florida out of the convention. But nobody wants that to happen. Both states are too important in the general election. Elizabeth Kerr is with the Michigan Democratic Party.
The political reality is that, 3 months before a general election, they're not going to send Michigan home. We're an important state, and we're confident that our delegates are going to get seated and that we'll reach a compromise that everyone is agreeable to.
And the same is true for Florida. So negotiations have been underway among the DNC, the Clinton and Obama campaigns, and the two states. Suggestions for solving the dilemma have come in from all over. Senator and former presidential candidate Christopher Dodd suggested splitting the two delegations. He'd give half to Obama, whom he's endorsed, and half to Clinton. Dodd points out that seating the existing delegates wouldn't entail any extra cost. But other Democrats aren't so worried about money. In Michigan, some Democrats want what they call firehouse caucuses, essentially primaries under another name and run by the party, not the state. Senator Bill Nelson from Florida likes a vote-by-mail approach, even though Florida's never done one before. Mark Bobrisky of the Florida State Party says the mailing process could actually help Democrats this fall.
We'll be able to gather information from people that would be optional, but that would allow us to better target our resources during the general election and put together a stronger campaign.
But then there's the matter of paying the cost. At the low end, estimates for Florida vote by mail run from $4 to $10 million. At the high end, there's an estimate of $30 million total for both states. And neither the two states nor the DNC wants any part of that bill. But Democrats are lining up an alternative: private financing. The Democratic governors of two other states, Ed Rendell of Pennsylvania and John Corzine of New Jersey, say they're willing to raise half the money, as much as $15 million. Both governors support Hillary Clinton in the nomination race. Rendell spoke while on his way to catch a flight.
We're in the process of talking to some donors and trying to line up commitments. But yeah, in terms of actually raising money, we won't do it. And we have to research what the best legal vehicle is.
Getting the money shouldn't be a problem. Democrats have already contributed hundreds of millions for this presidential contest, more than anyone thought possible. The money would go to the state parties or to tax-exempt 501c organizations. Either way, the usual laws of federal campaign finance would not apply. Individuals could give any amount. Corporations or unions might be able to give as well. And there would be no disclosure requirement. Rick Hassan teaches campaign finance law at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles.
If the candidate's going to know who's putting up the money, and it's probably pretty easy for the candidate to find that information out, it should be public knowledge.
And why would the candidates want to know? Because these primaries could be decisive, and a grateful winner will want to know who paid to make it happen. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.